Welcome to another episode of Styling Matters with your host, Lizzie Richardson. Coming up on today's show, I'm going to be talking through a few items that I've purchased in the last week or so, ready for spring fashion. I'm also sharing a couple of audio clips from an interview that I was invited to getting on for about 6 months ago with Emma Light Brown for her podcast, Off the Hanger. So stay tuned and I hope you enjoy the show. Now I'm going to do something a little bit unusual this week. I'm actually going to kickstart with my affirmation because I'll be publishing this podcast on International Women's Day. And this year, the theme is Inspire Inclusion. And I have to say that I think more than ever, it's really important that we, you know, support each other, be allies to each other to help raise our own game, whether it's, you know, your own career progression, whether it's you're starting a business, or whether it's just supporting you at home, doing what you need to do if you're not in the career world. So the affirmation for this week is going to be, when women support each other, incredible things happen. And I really do believe in that we all need to be a sister to each other and, you know, help open doors, help introduce people to others, and, you know, share the love. I think there's a lot to be educated on, and I think education works both ways. We can learn from those younger than us, and we can also learn from those older than us. And I think it's just take the time and be sure that we include women of all ages in all kinds of different activities and creative opportunities that come along. So I hope you all have a great International Women's Day and really be an ambassador for that inclusion piece this year. So last Saturday here in the UK was such a rainy day. It was the weekend and hubby and I wanted to go out and about, and we were really kind of, you know, a little bit scuppered by the weather. So we decided to go shopping. We haven't been shopping for ages. We went to quite a big shopping mall about 45 minute distance from our place that's been renovated, and it's got all the really good high street stores. It's got Mango, it's got Zara, it's got H&M, big Primark, it's got Phase 8, Hobbs. I think we went into every single shop. We were there for a good four and a half hours, and I purchased a few pieces and I wanted to share them with you, why I bought them, what I think about them. And I already think one has sold out. Well, I can't find it online, but if you're out shopping in the next week or so, you might want to make it a consideration piece quite early on for your spring fashion. There's no denying it. I've always been a fan of jumpsuits. I think it's a great alternative to a dress. I feel though that this year that the two-piece cohort in trousers and shirts is probably the modern jumpsuit right here, right now. I'm not saying that if you've got jumpsuits, don't wear them. By all means do. I'm going to be wearing my denim jumpsuits throughout spring. But if you're buying something new and jumpsuits is typically what you would do, I would challenge you to really consider the shirt and wide leg trouser two-piece. So I bought a set in Mango on Saturday, and I actually couldn't believe the value for money that I was getting. The shirt, it was a button-down shirt that I can wear open or closed. I can button it all the way up to the top, or I can have it open and wear it sort of with sort of layered necklaces or a big chunky necklace. That was $29.99. It was textured, it was patterned, but all in the one material, sort of textured within the fabric. So it really did have that eye-catching look to it. It's also got really lovely long cuffs. Now this shirt matches in with some wide leg trousers that's obviously of the same colour and the same pattern. Now I purchased on the online shop, it describes it as khaki green. I would say it's actually a dark olive. I thought it was a really lovely colour tone for my autumn colourings. I've noticed online they do it in black. So if you're very much into an all black look, then this might be a great option to go for. I didn't see the black in store, but obviously it's a safe bet for sure. Both the trousers and the shirt were £29.99 each. That makes the total look for that £60. I've already worn it to the office, and that was for me a deal breaker. I tried it on in the changing room, and my hubby was waiting outside, and I popped on out and stood on my tippy toes and said, "Imagine me wearing heels and some chunky gold jewellery. I'm going to be wearing bracelets, I'll be wearing it around my neck." I said, "What do you think? Do you think I could get away with this for the office?" And at that moment in time, it felt very difficult to feel that I could wear it to the office, but he gave me a sort of knowing nod, I suppose, a little seal of approval. And I purchased it and I decided to wear it straight away on Monday morning. And I did. I wore it with heels. I'm going to come on to them. I really elevated the look with gold chunky jewellery and a really nice statement bag. Because the two piece itself was not a statement piece, and I had to be really, really careful that it wouldn't look laid back and casual. And I think if I wore it with trainers to the office, it might have given that vibe, but I wore it with pointed mid-heel shoes, and I absolutely loved the whole look. And it's really made me think I'm probably going to invest in a second set for sure. Now, the shoes that I wore with it, I also purchased on Saturday. Now, I kind of went hunting for these in Marks and Spencer's. That's because I'd seen them quite a bit on Instagram and in some of the fashion magazines as one of the hot shoes for the season. So I thought, oh, I'll go and have a little nosy, and if they have them, I'll try them on. Oh my God, they are so pointed. I shared them on my Instagram stories. They did get a real positive reaction. So they really elongate my feet. So I'm a size 6, and I would say my, with wide trousers, they still gave probably a good 2 inches of peeping through, which was lovely, and I absolutely loved them. They're a mid-heel, which I am finding these days my preference of choice. I've worn mid-heel throughout all of winter with my knee-high as my knee-high boots. And I think I'm going to continue with that with my spring shoes. Mid-high is probably about 1 inch to 1.5 inches in height. I'm not going to lie, these, because of the pointedness and that it was a little bit of a heel, because they're slingbacks, they weren't the most comfiest to walk in. But I think as I wear them more, I will find my natural style of walking in them. You'll probably know this yourself. Different shoes require you to balance yourself in a slightly different way. You walk at a slightly different speed. These weren't quite as comfy as I thought they would be, but nonetheless, I think once I've worn them in, they're going to be great for travelling into London and walking around the streets there. So I probably won't have to bother with trainers. Now, interestingly, these black shoes, they're patent. They are leather. They have a buckle. They've got two little buckle straps across the front, and as I say, they're slingback. They come in a great variety of sizes, from size 3 up to size 8, but there's also all the half sizes in between. They also do them in a lighter pink. I actually googled the pink color because it's a darker pink to what I would consider a light pink, and the best color name I could find was Carmine Pink. So it's a lighter Barbie pink. Probably a midway point between light pink and Barbie pink, and I thought they were really scrummy. Be perfect as a statement shoe with any sort of tailoring set that you've got for spring fashion where you just want a little colour pop in your shoe. Now, the shoes themselves are £45. The slingbacks, because they're buckled, they give you various options. So as you wear them more and they become looser, you'll be able to tighten them up. So, yeah. They're really good, and when I went to pay for them, the sales assistant went, "These are selling like hotcakes. They are flying out." I can believe they are, because they are really, really lovely. Now, last up was some Zara bangles, and I kind of want to explain this because you're probably thinking, bangles. These are quite chunky cuff ones, and they came as a pair, and this is quite crucial. The reason I say that, there is a spring trend this year, which is probably more tailored to those that really like that minimalist chic. If you wear a lot of monochrome, if you wear a lot of black, and you like gold jewellery of the heavier weight, so the chunky style, I think this is very much a trend that you're going to love. For me, this gives Wonder Woman vibes. If you can imagine Wonder Woman, she wears a gold cuff on each arm. And Zara have quite a few gold cuffs at the moment, both in store and online. The ones that I purchased are not online anymore. The link that I'm going to put into the show notes will take you through to another gold cuff, but in the photography of that, it shows you the cuffs that I've bought. So if you go shopping online, sorry, if you go shopping in store, you should see them. Now, when I was in Zara, I was actually going to buy some other gold cuffs, and I would have had to buy two. But all the pricing sits around £19.99 to £25. However, like I say, I had my hubby with me, and he was a bit like, "Why haven't they sold them in sets if the idea is to wear two?" Which I thought was a great point. Anyway, as I continued to nosy on around the store, I then found these that are actually sold as two, as a set, and the price was £19.99. So given the fact that this is, I suppose, a little bit trendy, and comparing costs of spending £40 versus £20, it did actually change my purchasing decision. So I opted for this dual set at £19.99. And I have to say, it's kind of really effortless chic. I wore them Monday to the office, Wednesday to the office. And also with this, it's not just about wearing them on your bare skin with like your sleeves at sort of three quarter level. The cuff trend actually is also designed to go over either your fine knitwear or even over your blazer. It's about, you probably saw it last year a lot around the ankles on trousers where there was a lot of bow, where it was kind of scrunch them in and then sort of tie around at the ankle to give a bit of an interesting look. This is now thrown it the other way of doing it on your arms basically. So you've got a fine knit jumper on and say you've got a long satin skirt with boots. By having these gold cuffs on either arm, both arms, like I'm going to do, just adds that interest to the outfit, which gives a really modern look, and it's so easy to do. So have a check out of that trend. I'm really loving it. As I said, I've been wearing it this week. Over the course of the next week or two, you're going to see that on my Instagram. So one to definitely check out. Just pausing the podcast so that I can tell you all about the Ageless Style Rules that I live by. This is my e-guide that you get when you subscribe to lovebylizzie.com. It's completely free, and all that it means is that when I put any new style posts on the blog or I have any style notes that I wish to share with you, it will land directly into your inbox. My e-guide gives you everything to get going about living your own ageless style life every single day. They're the rules that I live by, and I want to share them with you. I'll pop a link into the show notes, or just simply head to lovedbylizzie.com. Back to the show. Coming up then are two different chats that I had with Emma Light Brown. So I was invited to speak on her show, Off the Hanger, which is the video version is on YouTube, and then she has the podcast version if you just want to listen to it. I personally would recommend to watch the YouTube so you can actually see the items of all her guests when she checked them through, if you have that kind of time to sit and watch. Emma is lovely. She's a huge fashionista. I absolutely really enjoyed talking to her. I want to give Emma a huge congratulations. She's ranked top 17 in the top 20 charts for the Fashion and Beauty podcast chart. So well done, Emma. And I really enjoyed being on your show. So coming up, Emma and I chat about one of the oldest pieces that I own in my wardrobe. She's a firm favorite. My mum actually loves the item as well. Every time a little hole appears or whatever, my mum's the first to go, "I'll sort that." It's been a huge asset in my wardrobe, and it was from River Island, and so it's High Street, and it is over 25 years old, so I love her. And then also, I chat through with Emma about one of the items I have. There's many that people always compliment me on, but this one, without a shadow of a doubt, gets complimented on all the time. So we're going to blend into this chat, and I hope you really enjoy it.
I really agree. I do agree. What's the oldest piece you've got in your wardrobe?
So my oldest piece is now, I would say, about 25 years old. I got her when she was 20, when I was 22. She is from the High Street. She's from River Island, and she's a little black lace cardigan. She is. I've had to have her stitched a little bit on the odd little hole that I've got. But two things. Like, firstly, she came with me on my honeymoon to New York about 13 years ago. But what I really, really love about her is on a night out, when you're unsure whether you need a little cardigan or jacket or something, I can roll her up, she folds down to nothing, and I can get her in a little clutch bag. And you could screw her up, she doesn't crease. She's just fantastic.
That's amazing. And I think that also really shows that actually, even if you do buy pieces from the high street that would be potentially considered fast fashion, if you look after them and you treat them well and treat them with care and are willing to repair or mend them, they can last for years and years and years. It doesn't have to be a wear once and throw away.
No, not at all. Not at all. She has probably been a huge value to everything that I own. And if coming back to that, if you don't know what to wear, I can literally wear her with a little black vest top underneath and a black satin skirt and some heels, a bit of red lippy, and I can go anywhere.
Looks great. What's the piece in your wardrobe you would say gets most compliments?
So the most complimented piece. So I'm very fortunate. I live within about a 30-minute drive distance from Vista Village.
Oh my goodness, that's dangerous.
So
That'd be very dangerous for
I
me.
So I, being an Oasis chick when I was younger, I've always been into army. I think she's probably about my fourth army jacket that I've ever owned. And to buy brand new, she would have been about 450 to £500. But being at Vista Village, for those who don't know, that's a discounted outlet, but they discount really heavily. And then, top tip, if you go in January month, they discount even more. And that's when I bought her. And I think she cost me about £70. And yeah, I mean, you can dress down any sort of posh outfit with her, or you can dress up, you know, if you've got an all black outfit, she always looks good. I wear her traveling, she's just so handy.
I love the embroidery as well. It just gives that real point of difference. Really, really beautiful. And they're just such a great wardrobe staple, a utility or an army jacket.
Yeah, absolutely. So to not have duplication in the wardrobe, because I don't really believe in that, I had a Hush army jacket, which I think is about £75, brand new, and I actually sold her on eBay when I got her, and I sold her for about £50. So I like to do that circular fashion of not having duplication unless it's sentimental, and move my clothing on in that way. So I still have very classic pieces or staple pieces, but they've moved on to that next level.
And I love it's like upgrading your wardrobe. You kind of, when you get to the point where you find the perfect one, you're able to then upgrade your wardrobe. I did the same thing with like a leather biker jacket. I'd always had high street kind of biker jackets. And then I went to the Belstaff sample sale and bought one of their beautiful leather jackets. And it was such a good price. It was so heavily reduced. And then I just got rid of all the others because I didn't need them anymore. And I completely agree. It's not about having those duplicate pieces in your wardrobe.
No. And I say this to my community all the time. If you want to invest in a designer brand of a particular item, buy a high street version first, even if it's premium high street. Test it, wear it, make sure it goes with your wardrobe. And once you've fully tested it, either then sell it or whatever, but then invest in the designer brand that you want.
Well, that's it from me for this week. Thanks again for tuning in to Styling Matters. If you have loved the show, I would really appreciate it if you press the subscribe button. I would also really appreciate it if you told some of your other gals about my show, Styling Matters. As I say, the affirmation for this week is all about International Women's Day. So please support your sisters and have a good week. Bye for now. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Styling Matters. There's always more on my blog at lovedbylizzie.com. And don't forget to give me a follow on Instagram at lizzie.richardson. Bye for now.